Welcome back in, get the recording going. Okay, so we are back in open session, section 4, number 5. Regarding Miller-Rosa DVM, and Dr. James, you are the lead. Materials and supplement 1.
So, in review of these issues, I would make a motion at this point that we send the vote to consolidate the two cases from the February 16th board meeting that combined 2251 and 2196. So we would be rescinding that to uncombine them.
So I'll make a second there.
All right, and motion for a second. Let's do roll call.
Dr. Berner?
Aye.
Ms. Frost?
Aye.
Dr. James?
Aye.
Mr. Lohi?
Aye.
Dr. Nosley?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
Dr. Thompson?
Aye.
And Dr. Reyes and I, the motion carries.
Those two are resolved, and that takes care of that line item. Next up is section 4, number 6, 2251, in regards to Miller-Rosa DVM, board may review, discuss, take action on investigative case. That's also in supplement 1, and Dr. James is the lead.
So in reviewing 2251, while the board would certainly not support or agree with the commentary that was said, I think I would make a motion at this point that we dismiss the case as, you know, what she was choosing to say is protected under her First Amendment rights. And it's not really part of what we are looking at here at the board.
And a letter of concern for the failure to comply in a timely manner? That's dismissing it, but it's also a letter of concern. It's not the language. Well, their concern is for not responding in a timely manner.
To the complaint.
Right, but the not responding in a timely manner was on the other case. We have it on this.
But that's a different. That's not responding to a different article.
So in 2251, she
2251 was not responded to on time.
So with that case, we can dismiss 2251 and issue a letter of concern regarding her responsiveness to the board and in ensuring that she is responding to the board in a timely fashion.
Yeah, I'll make a second with the commentary again. I don't know if I can speak for everybody on the board. I don't think anybody reports any of the words that were said in relation to the school board meeting, but that is protected speech. That is not something, again, that we have the purview to limit as much as we may disagree with what was said. So again, I do second the motion.
And as I was asked to do as a chair, I will add my sternest condemnation to what was said, but also reiterate that the nature and content of free speech is not on their purview. But that doesn't mean that we can't condemn what was said. All right, motion on the floor is to dismiss case 2251 and issue a letter of concern for the failure to respond in the timely manner, or in the time allotted by the statute prescribing the rules. Any further discussion? Let's do a roll call.
Dr. Byrne?
Aye.
Ms. Frost?
Aye.
Dr. James?
Aye.
Aye.
Mr. Lowey?
Aye.
Dr. Nosley?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Nay.
Dr. Thompson?
Aye.
And Dr. President, aye, motion carries.
Okay, then let's wrap up this one with section two, number 13, 2294, regards to Mill Road UVM. And Dr. Jones, you are the lead on that.
So I would make a motion that we move forward with 2294 as it relates to 2196. To an informal hearing. To a formal hearing, sorry.
Second.
And we have a second. This motion on the floor is to proceed to the informal hearing.
Formal
hearing.
I know, I did the same thing. It's so used to saying it.
Formal hearing on case 2394 as it is related to 2196. Any further discussion? Let's do a roll call.
Dr. Burner?
Aye.
Ms. Frost?
Aye.
Dr. James?
Aye.
Mr. Lowey?
Aye.
Dr. Nosley?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
Dr. Thompson?
Aye.
And Dr. President, aye, the motion carries.
All right, we're next up here. All right, so we're on section three,